Families of Fallen Heroes, We Gave Approval for Photos at Arlington Cemetery. By Elizabeth Weibel on August 28, 2024. Families of American service members who were killed during the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan revealed that they had given approval for photos and videos to be taken at Arlington Cemetery on Monday. In a joint statement, Darren Hoover and Kelly Barnett, the parents of Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, Christy Champlin, the mother-in-law of Marine Corps Sergeant Nicole G. Misty Rose Fuoco, G's sister, and Cheryl Jules, G's aunt, explained that they had given the approval for Trump's official videographer and photographer to attend the ceremony. The statement from the family members of the fallen service members comes after NPR released an article claiming that Trump campaign staff had gotten into a verbal and physical altercation with a cemetery official who had attempted to prevent them from taking videos and photos. A source informed the outlet that cemetery officials had supposedly made clear that only cemetery staff members are authorized to take photographs or film in Section 60. We had given our approval for President Trump's official videographer and photographer to attend the event, ensuring these sacred moments of remembrance were respectfully captured and so we can cherish these memories forever, the families said in the joint statement. The families added that they were deeply grateful that Trump had taken the time to honor their children and for standing alongside the families as they dealt with their grief. We are deeply grateful to the president for taking the time to honor our children and for standing alongside us in our grief, offering his unwavering support during such a difficult time, the families added in their statement. His compassion and respect meant more than words can express. Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung issued a statement in response to the allegations and noted that there was no physical altercation. There was no physical altercation as described, and we are prepared to release footage if such defamatory claims are made, Cheung said in his statement. The fact is that a private photographer was permitted on the premises, and for whatever reason, an unnamed individual, clearly suffering from a mental health episode, decided to physically block members of President Trump's team during a very solemn ceremony. In a post on X, Cheung shared a photo that stated only Trump could have an official photographer and/or videographer outside of the main media pool. Only former President Trump may have an official photographer and/or videographer outside of the main media pool, the photo shared by Cheung said. If any other attendees DVs would like to bring media, they must arrive at 7 a.m. and be incorporated into the press pool. We recommend against bringing additional media due to limited space available in the press pool. On Monday, Trump honored the 13 fallen American service members who lost their lives during the Biden administration's withdrawal from Afghanistan and was seen taking part in a wreath-laying ceremony.